In the name of Jesus, we begin the fourth module of this
几个成功的家庭宗教教育的经验.
This is to share with you some experience from the Bible of successful religious education at home.
其实刚才在课程当中讨论的时候，也听到了美好的见证.
In fact, we have heard also good testimonies in the past. We have heard good testimonies earlier on in the discussions.
有时候很多的宗教教育的成败，并不在乎 我们当时的环境怎么样?
Very often the success or failure of religious education does not lie in the state of the environment that we are in.
而在乎我们做父母的能够到了什么地步就按照什么地步来行。
But rather it depends heavily on how we as parents react in accordance with the environment that we are in.
我们总是跟我们的孩子有非常亲密的关系。
And if we continue to maintain a close relationship with our children,
并且注意到他们生活成长中的点点滴滴。
And also pay attention to little details of our children's lives,
并且随时能够赋予我们做父母的关怀。
And also then to shower the kind of care and concern that we ought to do as parents.
不单是这个母亲单方面或是父亲单方面。
And that should not be just coming from the father or the mother alone.
而是我们共同的参与投入。
But rather the parents both coming together to commit to this work.
我举了三经三个例子，其中也可以说是三个阶段的成长的故事。
And I use three examples. I like to use three examples to illustrate three different stages of a child's growth.
第一个例子要来看在期望中长大的撒母耳。
In the first example, let's look at Samuel was growing up amidst expectations.
记载着孩童时期的撒母耳成长的一个情况。
And let's look at the events surrounding the growing Samuel.
记载在撒母耳记上第一章到第三章这样的一个范围。
This is within 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 3.
首先我们来探讨撒母耳他们这个父母所做的亲子的一个教育。
First, let's look at the teaching rendered to Samuel by his parents.
我们从这里面我们看到了这对父母他们有一个虔诚的信仰。
We can see firstly that the parents of Samuel had a very godly, had a very good faith.
他们每年从本城到示罗去敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。
His parents would go to Shiloh every year to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts.
可见他们有一个非常富裕满足的家庭。
And so we can see from here that they had a very well-to-do family.
能够履行这样的一个信仰的一个责任，固定每年都会到神的面前去示罗这边来做一个敬拜。
So that they were able to travel yearly to Shiloh to fulfill their religious obligations to sacrifice to the Lord.
而且我们从这个第一章的21节知道。
And from chapter 1 verse 20 we know
每次去都是带着全家大小去。
That every time they went to Shiloh, they would bring along the entire family.
所以可见他们是一个全家都这样子敬畏神，而且在做父母的，他们首先做这样带领的工作。
And so we can see that the entire family led a life of worshiping God, and it started, and the parents took the lead.
我们从撒母耳记上第二章的第一节到第十节里头，我们也看出了哈拿的祷告真的是一个相当。 有信仰有水准的一个祷告。
And if we read 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10 on the prayer of Hannah, we can see from its content that Hannah was one that Hannah has reached a certain standard in her faith.
所以也可以看得出哈拿她是一个才德兼具，而且有智慧的一个太太。
So we can see that Hannah was a very able woman, and at the same time she was one who was virtuous and full of faith.
有时候不是说是不是妈妈是一定留在家里来工作，不出去工作。
Sometimes it need not be the case that it has to be the mother who stays at home and not go out to work.
而在乎留在家里的妈妈是不是真的能够 用一种很好的信仰的品质来带领他的孩子。
But rather the crux of the matter is whether the mother who remains at home is able to have a good level of faith to be able to guide her children.
我也看过很多妈妈，他们没有工作，但是在家里成天都是在看电视的。
I've also seen for myself many mothers who do not work, do not go out and work, but yet they spend their entire day at home watching television.
他们对于孩子的教导一无所知。
And they know nothing about educating their children.
所以实际上未必对他的家庭的整个教育发生什么功效。
And therefore, even though the mother stays at home, it may not have any positive influence at all in the religious education of their children.
但是相信，如果说一个妈妈她看中了这样的一个家庭孩子带领的一个问题，而特别辞掉工作留在家庭里面的。
However, if there is a mother who sees the need of religious education at home for her children, and she consciously took the effort to quit her job and stay at home,
其实她不是没有工作，而她是有一个非常正当职业的工作。
And so it's not that she has no job; she has in fact a very good and decent job.
就是照顾她的孩子。
Therefore, it's not that she doesn't have a job, but in fact, she has a very good and decent job, and that is to take care of her children.
也使她的薪水不是马上就可以有人付给她。
And at the same time, her income is not something which someone will give to her immediately as a payment for her work.
也许是在她的孩子长大了之后，这个才付给她的。
But rather, her income will be given her only when her children have grown up.
因为她孩子的成就可能就是她最大的收获。
Because her children'sachievements would probably be the best reward for her.
所以我觉得一个很重要的关键因素就是说，我们父母是不是都能够过着一种虔诚的信仰的生活。
So I think one of the most important criteria is whether parents themselves can lead a fervent and godly life.
而且能够常常有这样子的一种非常正常而且非常美好的这种这个崇拜的一种活动。
And also the criteria is whether the parents are able to worship God in a very regular way.
这样子的一个经常性的这样子的一种信仰的生活的一个表达。
And if this were a very regular and routine manner in which they manifest their faith,
一定能够发挥出它的一个效用出来。
Then it will surely bring about its effect.
第二方面是这对夫妻他们恩爱情感和谐的一种表现。
Secondly, we can see that this couple here, parents of Samuel, were very affectionate to one another and enjoyed a harmonious relationship.
虽然以利加拿特别的疼爱这个哈拿。
Although Elkanah loved Hannah specially.
不过 Hannah 也有她的一个困难，就是她没有办法生孩子。
But yet Hannah had her own difficulty in that.She was barren.
另外，他另外一个他先生的就是他的也是他先生的太太大太太对他常常激怒。
And she was often provoked by her husband's other wife.
所以让他生活感觉到非常的痛苦。
And so therefore she felt that she felt very grieved as a result of that.
可能有那种这个受羞辱的这种感觉。
Perhaps she felt that she was being shamed.
因为不人生育的女人在当时是一种羞辱。
Because barrenness at that time was a woman's shame.
不过我们从第七节这边看出以利加拿他对这个哈拿那一份情分。
But yet we can read from verse 7 onwards the affections that Elkanah showered upon Hannah.
每年在上神的殿的时候，他总是将这个祭物给这个哈拿双份。
That every year when they went up to Shiloh to worship God, he would give a double portion of the sacrifice to Hannah.
第八节记载着。
Verse 7 records.
他哈拿为着被激怒、被激动而常常哭泣。
That Hannah often wept because she was provoked by the other wife of her husband.
在那时候，她不吃饭，心里又愁闷。
At that time, very often she would abstain from eating, and she would be very much grieved.
但是以利加拿能够这样子的来说，有我不比十个孩子还好吗？
But yet Elkanah was able to question her and said, "Am I not better to you than 10 sons?"
我想这个是一个做丈夫非常好的一个表达。
I think this is a very good manifestation or a good expression from a husband.
在妻子最软弱的地方去表达他对他的一个关怀。
to show care and concern to a wife, to his wife, where he knew was her sore point or her weakest point.
哦，所以这个地方让我们看出这种夫妻恩爱的一种生活。
So we can see this very loving relationship, between the husband and wife.
这个对将来孩子的出生会是一个非常大的一个帮助。
And of course, this in itself is a very great help to the growth of the child.
哦，孩子能够在父母双方面的爱当中来成长。
Because that child will be able to grow in the midst of such such binding love of the parents.
所以这也是提醒我们做夫妻的。
So this is a reminder to all couples.
真的，我们之间这种和睦、亲爱的那种感情是一切的基础。
That indeed such affection and love is the foundation of all things.
也可以让每双方在困难的环境当中得着力量。
And this allows both parties to receive strength in the midst of difficulties.
能够更有勇气来面对所遭遇到的这样的一个责难。
So that there will be greater courage in facing such difficulties.
另外第三方面就是让我们看到他们父母在教养态度上的一致。
And the third point is that there was a consistent standard amongst the parents in raising the children.
这是撒母耳出生以后所发生的。
This happened after Samuel was born.
我们看21:21-23.
Let's look at chapter 1:21-23.
这边是当以利加拿大概是刚生了孩子之后要上神的殿去献年祭并且还所许的愿。
So here in verse 21 it talks about Elkanah going up to the house of the Lord for his yearly sacrifice.
可能包括了哈拿所许的愿。
And perhaps this was also to repay the vows that were made by Hannah.
所以哈拿所许的愿之后孩子生出来了，他一定将这样的一个愿告诉了他的先生。
And so after Hannah gave birth to the child, she must have revealed her vow to her husband.
所以这边他的先生很愿意的来同意了哈拿所许的愿，而且要去还他所许的愿。
And so when her husband found out the vow that she had made, he was willing to agree to repay the vow.
不过在这边哈拿提出了一个建议。
But Hannah here had a suggestion.
等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去。
And she says, not until the child is weaned, then I will take him. A child who has weaned would be about 3 to 4 years old.
所以能够在这段期间他母亲尽他自己的一个责任来抚养他的小孩。
So the mother would be able to fulfill her responsibility during that time.To raise a child.
断了奶的孩子他本身才会比较有一个成长的一个等于说一个到了一个地步。
And only after a child is weaned, would he have grown to a minimum level, a minimum age and level.
所以在诗篇里头说，断奶的孩子在母亲的怀里能够平静安稳。
And therefore, the psalmist tells us that a child who has weaned will be able to be quiet in the bosom of his mother.
他们那时候比较不是肚子饿了就哭了。
Because they will no longer just cry whenever they are hungry.
他们只要能够在一个很安全的一个环境里头，他们就能够很清楚的去感受到。
But rather they would be able to sense for themselves that state of peace whenever they are in need.
这是记载在这个经文是诗篇的131篇的第二节。
This is recorded in Psalm 131:2.
所以大卫说他的心在他里面好像断过奶的孩子。
So here David says, surely I've calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child in his mother.
这时小孩子的成长比较到了一个稳定的一个阶段。
Because when a child is weaned, then he would have reached a rather stable stage in his growth.
所以从这里我们也可以看到这个他母亲的这个用心。
So we can see the the intention of the mother over here.
这个我们待会会再说到。
We'll talk about this again later.
我们先注重想强调在他们教养态度的一致上面。
Let's pay some attention to their consistent standard in raising the children.
23节就记载着这个做丈夫的他表达他的一个态度。
In verse 23 it talks about the attitude of Elkanah.
说就随你的意思行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，啊，但愿神应验他的话。
And verse 23, Elkanah, her husband said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish His word."
所以本来他的先生已经就要带他的孩子去还愿了。
So originally, her husband had wanted to bring, their son. To repay the vow.
哦，但是哈拿他有他的一个想法，所以他们经过了协调，哦，所以哦，他们就达成了共同的一个认识。
But Hannah had her own way of thinking, and between the two of them, they came to an agreement.
我觉得这是一个相当好的一个结果。
I think this was a very good result.
今天太太把她所许的愿也清楚地告诉了先生。
Today the wife had made known her vow very clearly to her husband.
先生也非常欢喜地来接受。
And her husband was very joyful in accepting the vow.
并且就其中所歧异的意见达成了共识。
And also though they had some differing opinions initially, they managed to arrive at some agreement.
等孩子断了奶之后，他们把他送到了祭司以利那边。
That they would send their son to the Eli the priest only after he had been.
所以今天呢，我们刚才也有谈到说，到底啊，这个太太是该留在家里呢，还是要出去工作呢
？So we mentioned earlier whether a wife ought to stay at home, to look after the children, or whether a wife should go out and work.
哦，其中的目的我们一定要弄得非常的清楚。
I think we must get the underlying intention very clear first.
而且夫妻两个人都能够啊，非常的来啊，支持这样的一个工作。
And also both husband and wife must be in agreement to this work.
那这就是教养态度的一致了。
So this is being consistent in the standard of raising children.
我们也看到一个失败的例子。
We have also seen an example of a failure.
这创世纪的二十五章里头。
In Genesis chapter 25.
记载着这个以撒跟利百加他们对孩子的教导有差异性。
And in Genesis chapter 25, it records that it records the difference between Isaac and Rebekah guiding their children.
创世纪的二十五章二十七节。
In Genesis chapter 25, verse 27,
两个孩子渐渐的长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。从这几句话，我们相信这个不是长大之后他们才有这样子的一种感情的表达。
So, from these verses in verse 27 and 28, we know that such a feeling did not develop just only after the children has grown up.
可能从一开始哦，他们小孩子的教养就是常常这样子的分歧的一个意见。
Probably, right at the very beginning, they had always had different opinions teaching their children.
一个喜欢好动的哥哥。
One loved the elder brother who was more active.
一个喜欢安静的弟弟。
The other one liked the younger brother who was more quiet.
哦，我想不是在于一个安静或是动跟静这样的一个问题。
And I think this probably did not lie in just whether one was more active and the other more passive.
而是父母都按照自己的喜好来爱他的孩子。
But rather, this shows that both parents loved their children according to their own preference.
所以这样子很容易的就会造成一些家庭的问题。
So in this manner, they would very easily create problems in the family.
所以呢，父母如果常常意见不一样，
and so if parents often have differences in opinions,
你的孩子就会变得很聪明。
Then your children will become very, very intelligent.
我所说的聪明，就是说当他这个事情啊，妈妈同意的时候，他就去找妈妈。
When I say your child will become very intelligent, it means that he or she will know that his mother will approve of this. Then he will look for his mother.
啊，如果是爸爸同意的话，就去找爸爸。
If it's the kind of things that his father will approve, then he will go to the father.
啊，所以呢，啊，他就在这个两个之间的这种冲突当中去求生存了。
So he starts to seek survival.Amongst the different opinions of his parents.
那尤其是如果说一方面在管教，而另一方面不能接受的时候。
And if one party is chastising or teaching the son, and the other party cannot accept it.
有时候真的做父母的，可能在孩子的面前都还会起冲突。
And there are times when even parents will have a conflict in front of their children.
哦，尤其他这个以利加拿跟哈拿。他们在这样一个重大的一个事件上面
And so we can see Elkanah and Hannah over this very important matter.
他们能够有这样子的一个共识。 对整个撒母耳整个将来在这种侍奉灵意上的一个成长是相当有帮助的。
And because they were able to exercise a consistent standard, this became of great help to the work of Samuel in the future.
我们再看撒母耳记上的2章19节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9.
撒母耳记上2章19节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9.
他母亲每年19节。
Oh, sorry, verse 19.
他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫来献年祭的时候来带给他。这里也记载着他们持续的一种关怀。Sorry,
chapter 2 verse 19, yeah? 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 19. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year. So from here we can see the kind of affection that a mother had as well.
对一个离开 自己在外边生活的孩子，他持续的这样的做一种关怀的举动。
She showed her care and concern for this child who was not living by her side, regularly.
这个小外袍可能就是指着他们这个祭司所穿的以弗德这样的一个衣服。
This little robe is probably one of those which are worn by the priest.
所以他的母亲能够关怀他长大的一个情形。 知道他现在的size是多大，所以为他做这样的衣服。
So the mother had so much concern for the child that yearly she would be able to anticipate the size that her child has grown up to and make a robe for him.
虽然他很小就被送到以利那边。Although
he was sent to Eli at a very young age.
不过他还是能够持续的感受到父母的爱。
But he was still able to experience the love of his parents.
今天我们孩子也许因为读书或是工作的一个关系离开了我们。
Today our children may not be staying with us because they are studying somewhere else or working elsewhere.
我们仍然要知道他们整个成长的一个过程。
But yet we must continue to keep tabs with their entire growth process.
时常跟他们保持密切的联系。
And to keep close contact with them all the time.
并且和附近的教会，或是他们所聚会的地方，或是一些关怀他们的人、认识他们的人，多多的联系。
And also to keep in contact and communicate frequently with the church where they attend in that place and with people whom they know.
所以在我所属的集美教会里头。
So for example, in Jimei Church, which I belong to,
因为有许多外出的青年来到我们这里,
because there are many youths from other areas, other provinces, that other towns that come to Jimei.
所以我们就安排了一个辅导家庭的制度。
So we have introduced this system of counseling.
让每一个孩子都有一个固定的家庭来关怀他们。
We instituted this system of having every student to be taken care of by a particular family in Jingmei.
并且要求这个辅导的家庭要跟这个原生的家庭要常常保持联络。
And we also request this family who is taking care of this particular student to keep in close contact with that student's family.
真的我们也可以感受到很多那个家庭他们 对小孩子的情形常常打电话来询问。
And we can also see that many of those real family members of the students indeed are very concerned and they would often phone these other families to ask about the well-being of their children.
尤其当孩子遇到什么困难的时候。
Especially when their children meet with certain kinds of difficulties.
我想这都是我们父母所该做的那个亲子的一个关怀。
And I believe that this is the basic concern that parents ought to show for their children.
接着我要来谈撒母耳的幼年的一个教育。
I now like to talk about the education of Samuel as a child.
首先我们可以用撒母耳记上第1章20节里头我们去做一个情境的一个思想。
And firstly, we can ponder about this verse in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20.
这边记载着哈拿向神祈求之后他回到了家里。
It says that after Hannah prayed made her supplications known to God, she came home.
不久哈拿就怀孕。
And soon after, she conceived.
日期满足就生了一个儿子，给他取名叫做撒母耳。
And when the time has come, she delivered and named him Samuel.
这是我从神那里求来的。
And it says, because I've asked for him from the Lord.
所以我们从他整个怀孕的过程里头，我们可以去想象。
So we can imagine from the entire process of her pregnancy.
她对神充满着满心的感谢。
She was full of thanksgiving towards God.
她也清楚知道撒母耳就是从神那边求来的。
And she also knew very clearly that Samuel was given her because she has asked from God.
她也知道这个孩子将来是要献给神的。
She also knew very well that this child would have to be offered to God in the future.
所以在怀孕当中，她一定是非常的喜乐。
So she must have been very joyful when she was pregnant.
而且她那样的一个过程里头，我们就可以用现在的这个术语来说，就是胎教的工作。
And we can say that this so-called joy in her during a pregnancy will be likened to what we today do when we teach our babies even when they are in the mother's womb.
她已经开始来做一个零碎的一个教育。
So, they have started this so-called prenatal education, which is like beginning education at age zero.
今天我们对我们孩子的宗教教育是从什么时候开始？
When do we start our religious education for our children today?
我说从她还怀孕就开始了。
From the time that our wives are pregnant.
我们可以有一些实际的做法。
We can do some very practical things.
就是我们自己妈妈常跟先生一起常常来聚会。
So for example, if the mother would come often with her husband for service even when she's pregnant.
让孩子浸淫在这样子的一种信仰的一个环境当中。
So that the children are immersed in such
甚至
an environment of worship or service.
我知道很多的家庭孩子还在肚子里面就已经开始放着儿童的音乐了。
And I know of certain families as well who start to play children hymns, audio hymns, even when the child is still in the stomach.
自己也心里充满着感恩。
So they are full of thanksgiving themselves.
让我们的孩子是在我们这样子的一种情境之下来生出来。
So that our children can be delivered in this kind of a condition.
我太太也有一个很深的体验。
My wife herself had a very deep impression, deep experience.
因为在我两个女儿当中，发觉两个孩子的个性差异很大。
Because we discovered that our two daughters have a very different character.
老大真的就是脾气不好，然后很没有耐性。
In fact, my eldest daughter is very impatient and also has a very bad temper.
我太太她也很清楚知道，因为她在怀孕的那一个时间，她整个工作的一个环境非常的不好。
And my wife herself knew that she was in a very bad her working environment was very bad during the time of her pregnancy.
虽然她是在一个基督教的单位工作。
Although she was working in a Christian she's doing some Christian work.
但是她看到很多那种服侍的人在里面，有时候表面是一样，但是背地里面就有很多很多很看不下去的事情。
So although and she knew that although there were certain things that seemed to be right superficially amongst the other of her colleagues, but yet behind the surface there were a lot of inconsistencies.
她是在一个外教会的这个诗歌布道团这个叫一个这个诗歌的好这种服侍的团体来工作。
She's working in some choir, among some. She's doing some work for some choir in some external Christian organization.
所以我记得那一段时间，她的情绪非常的不稳定。
And I remember that during that time, she was very unstable in her emotions.
所以后来小孩子生出来，真的有受到她一些影响，这样的环境的一个影响。
And subsequently, after my first child was delivered, we could see that there was some influence.
所以我们从我们孩子怀孕开始的话，我们就要保持我们那一种平静、安稳、喜乐的心情。
So from the time we are pregnant, we must start to maintain that composure of joy, serenity, and peace.
并且我们就要开始来计划我们对孩子整个用信仰栽培的一个历程。
And also we have to start planning how we want to bring up our children in the faith.
另外，我们刚才也提到这个撒母耳他在父母的家中直到断奶的时候。
Next, we have also talked about how Samuel grew up together with with his parents around until he was weaned.
在这一段的时间是一个非常关键的一个时刻。
And that period was a very, very critical period.
所以有人说三岁定一生，这样子一个观念。
So some people have this concept that that the first 3 years of a child would determine the rest of his life.
三岁就可以反映出你八十岁会是什么样的情景。
Some people say that just when you're 3 years old, someone can determine what you'll be like at 18.
所以现在也有很多做母亲的。
So there are many mothers today.
他们在孩子还这么小的时候，他们先辞去他们的工作。
Who will resign from their work, just when their children are very young.
亲自的好好的来照顾他们。
So that they can put in effort to teach their children and look after them personally.
等到断奶之后，才交给其他的人去照顾。
And only after the children are weaned, do they entrust them to other people.
才开始他们的工作。
And only then they start to work again.
所以现在台湾的政府里头也有那种育婴假。 照顾婴儿的假期。
And therefore, amongst the public servants in Taiwan, there's a scheme now that allows mothers to take leave to take care of their children.
好像可以休息两年，然后再开始工作。
So for example, they can take no pay leave for 2 years before they start working again.
我想他们都是基于这样的一种观点。
And I believe that they do so, they allow such a scheme because of all these concepts.
在这个时间，孩子跟妈妈那种亲密的，不管是肉体的接触或是情感的一种接触。
Because during that period, they will be able to come into contact physically and emotionally with their mothers.
对孩子的这种稳定的一种影响非常的大。
And this would play a very important role in helping your child become stable.
我们来看诗篇22篇第9节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 22, verse 9.
诗篇22篇第9节。
Psalm 22, verse 9.
22篇第9节
Psalm number 22 verse 9
但你是叫我出母腹的我在母怀里你就使我有倚靠的心这里我觉得这句经节写得非常的奇妙
I think this verse here is very well written
孩子在母亲的怀里就能够有对神有倚靠的心
Here says that when the child is still in the mother's womb, he can start to have trust in God.
真的是可以从这种三岁的小孩子，他能够从母亲的爱当中就已经去感觉到这种神的这种眷顾，这种信仰。
So this is about the experiencing of God's love and God's love, and God's care even while in the mother's womb.
所以这一段的教育是非常重要的一个时期。
So this period is very, very important in education.
另外从第2章11节里头我们就看到
Next from chapter 2 verse 11 we can see
后来断奶之后孩子就被送到以利祭司以利的面前来侍奉神。
So after the child was weaned he was sent to serve God before Eli the priest.
这是一种从小接受侍奉教育的一个经验。
So this is the experience of receiving, this was the experience of being taught how to minister to the Lord even at a young age.
所以我们也从我们的小孩子开始。
So from our own little children.
当然，我们不是把他们送到教会，让他在教会里面居住。
Of course, this doesn't mean that we should send our children all to stay in church.
不过，我们就是要这样经常不断的带领他们来教会里面。
But rather, we have to bring them to church frequently.
让他们跟其他的小朋友一起来学习。
So that they can learn together with other children.
并且能够接触到一些属灵的经验。
And also to receive some spiritual experiences.
他们看到我们大人祷告，他们去学习跟我们祷告。
And when they see the adults praying, they can learn from us how to pray.
他看到传道者在上面讲台，他回到家里面，他也要站在一个台上面去讲道。
And when they see preachers speaking on the pulpits, they would also want to go home and practice by standing on some elevated place to speak.
所以很多他所接触到的，就成为他学习的一个对象。
So many of the things that they experience and come in contact with will become things that they learn from.
好，从小就让他们在这样侍奉的一个环境中长大。
So we should let our children grow up in an environment of service, of serving God.
甚至我们大人可以带着他们一起做一些服事的工作。
And also we as adults can lead them and work with them to do some work to serve God.
慢慢小孩子就在这样子的一种环境长大。
And then gradually our children will grow up in this kind of environment.
好，所以在撒母耳记上里面也特别记载到撒母耳就这样子的长大了。
And so we can read in the scriptures how Samuel grew up in this fashion.
并且有神跟他同在。
And he had God with him.
并且使他所说的话一句话都不落空。
So that all the things that he said came to pass.
所以他就后来就成为神的先知了。
And so subsequently he became the prophet of God.
这个就是整个撒母耳他成长的一个过程。
So this was the entire process.Of Samuel's growth.
这一段的故事是提醒我们要来重视这方面的一个带领。
So this passage of the Bible tells us to pay great attention to the guidance in this area.
尤其是在孩子从出生到断奶到在很小的小学这一段的一个时间。
Especially the time from the birth of a child up to the time when he is weaned, up to the time when he is about.Primary school,
我们就要好好的来带领。
That we have to lead them very well in this period.
我们接下来来看从小明白圣经的提摩太。
Next, let us look at Timothy, who knew the scriptures from young.
这个也是我们刚才有其中的有一个主题，就是一个单信的家庭。
And this addresses also one of our topics of discussion earlier on, which is on the single parent. In other words, only one parent.Believing in the Lord.
他应该如何的来带领孩子的信仰
？How should this parent lead the child in faith？
我们看提摩太后书的第一章第五节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
第一章第五节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
后书一章五节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
这里谈到提摩太心里无为的信。是从他的外祖母罗以跟他的母亲尤尼基所传下来的。
Here says that the genuine faith that is in Timothy was passed down to him from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
所以从这里我们可以知道他是由这样两个女人的栽培。
So we can see that Timothy was nurtured by these two women.
来建立其信心。
And in this way, he built his faith.
十五节说到，第三章的十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15 says.
说知道你是从小明白圣经的。
It says that for you have from childhood you have known the holy scriptures.
并且这圣经使你因信耶稣有得救的智慧。
And these scriptures was able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以这里有两个层次的一种教导。
So there are two angles of teaching here.
一个是明白圣经。
One is to know the scriptures.
一个是信耶稣。
One is to believe and to have faith in Jesus.
很多犹太人他们从小就读圣经了。
There are many Jews who read the scriptures from young.
但是有很多人他因为不信耶稣所以他没有这个得救的一个智慧。
But yet many people do not have the wisdom of salvation because they do not believe in Jesus.
这对母女他们能够在这样外邦生长的一种环境当中。
And this mother and daughter were able to, this mother and daughter were in an environment amongst the Gentiles.
我们从这个使徒行传的十六章我们知道。
And if we read Acts chapter 16, we know.
他们是生长在外邦路斯德这样的一个地方。
That they were in a place called Lystra, which is a Gentile place.
而且他的父亲是一个希利尼人。
And also the father of Timothy was a Greek.
不过在路斯德跟附近以哥莲的这些弟兄姐妹都非常的称赞提摩太。
But yet the believers in Lystra and Iconium, were full of praise for Timothy.
所以他从小整个在这样子一个信仰的环境这样长大之。这过程里头备受人家的肯定。
And so he grew up in such an environment, and he received the affirmation from the other believers.
这都是因为这两个女人的一种教导。
This was because of the teaching from these two women.
并且她能够很快的在成长的过程当中就被选召成为神的工人。
And also he was very quickly chosen to be a worker of God.
并且在众长老和保罗的祝福底下，满得到属灵的恩赐。
And also he received much spiritual blessings and spiritual gifts through Paul.
有时候圣经里面并没有记载了很多那种细节的一个问题。
Sometimes the Bible does not record a lot of great details.
但是我想我们从这里当中我们可以去思考一下，如果是我们的孩子，我们用什么样子的方式让他也能够达到像提摩太这样子的一种成果。
But sometimes as we read the passages in the Bible, we can use this to try and think how we can teach our children in such a way that they will end up like Timothy.
今天一个单亲的家庭在带领的孩子是特别辛苦的。
Today it is especially difficult for a single parentBelieving in the Lord to bring a child, to raise a child in faith.
哦，当然，我们可以的话，我们尽量避免这样子一种环境。
Of course, if we are able to, we should prevent putting ourselves in such a situation.
所以，主内的通婚还是最好的路啊。
And therefore, marriage within the Lord is still the best solution.
但是，我们也看到了很多这种单性家庭。
But we also see that there are some instances where there are only a single parent believing.
因为他们做了这样的决定，他们也真正的是付出很多辛苦的一个代价。
And because they have made such a choice in their marriage, they also pay a heavy price.
我在这边也特别提醒我们大家。
And this is also a special reminder to us.
真的，如果万一我们落入这样的一个境况之下
，If one day we really fall into such a situation,
我们仍然要用心的来栽培我们的孩子。
We still have to put in a special effort to nurture our children.
当然一个父亲信，太太不信，还有太太信，先生不信，这样子的，也许在带领的孩子过程当中有一些差异性。
Of course, there will be a difference in the way parents lead their children or teach their children if either the father believes and the mother does not, or the other way around.
我常常听很多弟兄讲说。没有关系，我跟外邦的结婚，我比较不会受到什么影响，我可以带他来信。
And very often I hear people who marry unbelievers saying that it does not matter because I will not be influenced. On the contrary, I'll bring my spouse to believe.
啊，或许在中国人的社会里面啊，这个先生是信啊，太太不信，先生受到的逼迫会比较小，是没有错。
Perhaps in a Chinese society, it is true to say that if the husband is a believer and a wife is not, the husband will receive less persecution.
相反的，太太信，先生不信，太太所遭的逼迫是比较大的。
But on the other hand, if the wife is a believer and the husband is not, then it is likely that the wife will receive more persecution.
但是我却看到一个非常非常这个现实的事情。
But yet I see a very, very practical issue.
因为孩子跟妈妈都比较亲近。
Because usually children are closer to mothers.
啊，这是可能生活形态或是这种亲情的关系。
Maybe it's just the way life is and is the way that ties have been built up.
我发觉那个父亲信，太太不信的那个孩子们要有好的信仰的非常的少。
And I discover that very frequently if the husband is a believer and the wife is not, it is still very difficult for the children to have good faith.
因为小孩子受妈妈的影响比较大。
Because very often children are very much influenced by their mothers.
所以孩子都是被母亲带着跑。
So very often it is the mother that will bring the children around.
那相反的，我看到很多嫁外邦的太太的姐妹很辛苦。
And on the other hand, also I see many sisters who marry unbelievers leading a very, very difficult life.
但是因着他们的坚持，他们的孩子在信仰里面都有比较好的成长。
But yet because they insist, their children end up still having rather good faith.
所以这也提醒我们这些弟兄哦，不要感觉到哦没有问题的。
So this is also a reminder to brothers not to think that it will be not a problem.
这很多的问题都出现在你的孩子身上。
A lot of problems will emerge in your children.
所以不管怎么样，总是提醒我们，好，既然已经是一个继承的现实，我们就应当也看重这个信仰来栽培孩子。
But regardless, if what has happened and it's a fact, then we still need to put in effort to cultivate our children.
好好的来栽培他们。
To bring them up properly.
最重要的就是自己的信心。
What is most important is still our own individual faith.
所以我们刚才说，这个信是先在罗以跟有尼基的身上。
So we can say we can read earlier on that this faith was initially in Lois and Eunice.
所以他们能够这样从小就非常用心栽培的提摩太。
And so they were able to put in so much effort from the time Timothy was young to raise him up.
教导他圣经的道理。
To teach him the teachings in the Bible.
并且让他真正的来认识耶稣有得救的智慧。
So that they indeed came to know the Lord Jesus to have genuine wisdom.
所以今天我们对孩子的一个成长的一个历程当中，我们真的就要多多的用圣经上的道理来做一个教导。
And so we must use these teachings in the Bible to raise our children.
怎么样子的来让孩子真的懂得圣经呢？
How then can we bring up our children to know the scriptures?
以色列犹太人他们最常做的。
One of the most common things which the Jews do
就是不断地跟他们的孩子来谈论
is to always discuss it with their children.
所以我们也要常常不断地跟孩子来谈论信仰的问题。
And so we must regularly discuss our faith or discuss the faith with our children.
我们自己先吸收了这个道理，然后借着我们的嘴跟我们的孩子说出来。
And we must first absorb all these teachings and then through our lips we tell these teachings to our children.
然后在孩子的成长过程当中，你要去留意他整个侍奉的一个机会。
And then throughout the growth of our children, we pay great attention to the opportunities given to our children to serve the Lord.
跟其他孩子的成长的一个过程。
And also to pay attention with how he interacts with other children who are growing up.
在教会里面他所接受到的这样的一个栽培。
And how he's being cultivated in the church.
我们都时时的去关怀他。
And we must show concern over all these areas,
并且让他有机会参与一些服事的工作,
and to make arrangements for our children to be involved in some form of service to the Lord.
这样子他就能够在这样的信仰中来长大。
Then he'll be able to grow up in his faith in this manner.
当然在一个单亲的家庭里头，在家庭可能会在教育的过程当中会受到很多的困难。
And of course, there may be a lot of difficulties faced by single believing parents.
圣经里面并没有记载着提摩太的父亲对他的教养态度有什么样的特别的地方。
Of course, the Bible is unclear about the attitude that the father of Timothy had towards his faith.
是不是他的父亲比较早去世？
Was it because his father had passed away earlier?
这个我们不得而知。
We do not know.
但是像这一部分的话，我是觉得我们要跟 你的另一半做一些协调。
But I think that in this area we must make some agreements with our spouse.
你要多为你的另外一半来祷告。
And if your spouse is an unbeliever, you must also pray regularly for him or her.
信仰带领的一个非常重要的对象。
Because he or she is a very important character in the leading of your faith.
至少让他能够接受你在教会这样的一个的信仰。
At the very least, you must guide him or her to understand your faith in this church.
并且你在教导的孩子当中，也要让孩子知道这样的信仰，对，是也作为一个模范，让他的还没有信的这个爸爸或是妈妈，来要影响他们。
And also we must allow
就是孩子也要有这种教导孩子也要有这种信仰的模范。
And we must also teach our children that they must have such an example in their faith.
能够表现出一些跟其他的孩子不一样的特别好的一些表现。
Or rather, we must teach our children themselves to become a model in their faith in this way so that they will be a bit different from the other children.
因为父母总是爱孩子的。
Because parents often love their children.
孩子能够在这个信仰上面得到造就，并且有一些杰出的表现。
And if their children are able to have good manifestation of their faith,
一定能够得到父母的肯定,
then they will also be praised by their parents.
所以在这一方面，我们也要好好的来跟孩子们这样子来建立这样的一个约。
So let us also make this kind of agreement with our children.
所以这个就是我们在单亲的家庭当中我们要努力的。
So these are areas in which we must pay attention to if we are single believing parents.
另外我是觉得我们教会所扮演的角色跟态度也非常的重要。
Next, I also think that the attitude of the church as well as the role of the church, which is very important.
我常常发觉到我们教会说难听点变得有点势利眼。 啊，就是有时候只看重我们自己的信徒，但是他不信的家人，我们就把他忽略掉了。
This may be a little blunt, but I sometimes feel that our church may pay a lot of attention to our own believers, but we neglect the unbelieving members of the unbelieving family members of our members.
啊，像我初到一个教会，我一定会去为这个教会做一本通讯录。
So usually when I first arrive at a particular church, I will look at the church directory.
好，借着访问的过程当中，哇，就了解到他每一个人的家庭，他的家人有哪一些人，包括未信主的，包括已经嫁出去结婚的，离开家庭的。
And every time I go for my visiting work, I will start to compile all the details of this particular family, who else is in this family, who has believed, who haven't, including those who have been married and are no longer staying there.
然后把他这个未信的家人也都在做的名字都记录在访问名册里头。
And then I include all the family members, names who are even unbelievers onto this record of my visitation.
能够多多的了解他的家庭情况，也跟他的家人来做朋友。
So that I can pay great attention to the situation in this particular family, and also to even make friends with their unbelieving family members.
建立很好的家庭关怀。
And in this way, I try to help them nurture a very good care and concern within their family.
这样子可以减少他们的家人对他的反对。
In this way, I can try and help reduce the opposition they face from their family members in coming to church.
并且有助于他们家庭孩子信仰的一个带领。
And at the same time, it also helps in nurturing the faith of the next generation in the family.
其实有很多的，也是因为这样子，后来都来信主。
And in fact, there are quite a number who subsequently came to believe in the Lord as a result of this.
这个是我是觉得我们教会啊，应该啊也要努力的方向。
And this is an area in which our church has to put in some effort.
我想我接下来要来看啊第三个例子。
Now let's look at the third example.
就是对子女信仰终身关怀的约伯。
Which is the example of Job, who is concerned about the faith of his children throughout his life.
有很多人说，那我的孩子都长大了。
Many people say, oh, my children are already grown up.
他们都有他们自己的主张。
And they say that they have their own, that the children have their own views.
他们的生活也都非常的独立。
They are also very independent in their lives.
我怎么样子的能够影响他们来带领他们的信仰生活呢？
How am I able to influence them and lead them in their faith?
约伯所做的做法值得我们来学习。
What Job has done is worthy of our emulation.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第四节第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
他这边记载着他的儿子啊，按着日子各自在家里设摆宴席。
Job chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 says that his sons would go and feast in their houses.
他们打发人去请他们的姐妹与他们的兄弟都大家都一起来吃喝。
And they would go and invite their brothers and sisters to drink with them. 这里 eat and drink with them.
这里显示他们这些儿子们跟姐妹们感情都非常的好。
So we can see from here that the brothers and sisters enjoyed a very good relationship.
所以按着日子就是指着经常轮流的在各自的家里来请客。
And here says the sons would go and feast in their house each on his appointed day, and this suggests that they had a good relationship and they would take turns to host feast for their siblings.
这里我们看到约伯的做法。
And we can see what Job used to do.
筵宴的日子过了。
Verse 5 says, so it was when the days of feasting had run their course.
约伯就差人去叫他们自己自洁。
Then Job would send and sanctify them.
并且清早起来按着他们众人的数目来献燔祭。
And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
因为他说恐怕我的孩子犯了罪心中弃掉神。
And for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
约伯常常这样行。
Thus, Job did regularly.
这里提醒我们对子女的信仰的关怀没有假期。
Here tells us that there is no holiday or no vacation we should take in the area of concern for our children's faith.
孩子都虽然已经长大，已经离开这个家庭。
So even though our children may be grown up and they may even have left the house and are living separately，
但是他仍然不住的来关怀他们的信仰。
But yet Job continued to show concern for their faith。
啊，他啊，常常都这样子的行。
And they did this very often。
从这里我们可以看到耶伯的做法。
We can see what Job did over here.
他每天早上起来啊，按着众人的数目来献燔祭。
And here says that he would offer a burnt offering, according to the number of them all.
他每天早上都为他们这样子来祷告。
And he prayed for them every day in this manner.
为他们献祭来赎罪。
To offer burnt offerings to help them. To help for the redemption of their sins，
并且都将差人去叫他们要自洁。
And he also would send people to remind his children to sanctify themselves。
不晓得啊，这个为什么在筵席的日子过了之后
？And I do not know why it is after the days of feasting。
啊，可能这个之后他才大部分才知道消息。
Because probably it is only after the days of feasting that he would have received news。
哦，或是他啊。哦，他们这样子每次的筵宴，哦，可能都有一些娱乐的仪性的节目。
And or perhaps they had some programs of leisure and pleasure whenever they had this feasting。
他很担心他们因为这样醉酒啊，或是荒宴，然后造成了一些什么罪恶的事情。
He may have been afraid that they would have sinned against God because they were drunk in their feasting。
也就是说，他派人常常去提醒他们啊，要保持清洁。
In other words, he sent them very frequently to remind them to maintain their sanctification。
哦，甚至要他的孩子们要来谨慎自己。
And he wanted his children to take heed to themselves。
他也为他们来献祭给神。
And he also offered sacrifices on their behalf。
这边他这边所说到的。
And what the Bible says here,
他的担心的问题是怕儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
He was afraid that his sons would have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
他非常看重孩子的属灵的一个价值。
He paid great attention to the spiritual value of their children.
犯了罪是指的外在的行为的一个问题。
And sinning refers to some external actions.
心中弃掉神是指的内在的思维。
And cursing God in their hearts refer to their thoughts, their actions within their hearts.
因为他们生活的一个方式很容易造成，可能让这个罪进入他们生活当中。
And because of their lifestyle, it was easy for sin to enter into their hearts.
所以他多多的来关怀啊他的孩子。
And therefore, he paid much attention to his children.
今天我们对我们的孩子，我们也可以这样做。
Today we can do likewise for our children.
哦，常常哦用一些话语来提醒他们。
To frequently remind them with our words.
啊，如果说他们真的是常常啊不来聚会
，and if they often do not come for service，
或是因为他们的工作的关系，常常在外面会要应酬
，or if they have to entertain their clients or their guests frequently as a result of their work，
啊，时常跟外面的罪恶可能会有一些接触
，or if they come into contact frequently with the sinful world outside，
我们都常常用话语来提醒他们，但是不是刺激他们
？We must use our words to frequently remind them， but let us not antagonize them，
啊，并且为他们来祷告。
At the same time， we must continually pray for them。
那也要让他们知道你不断的在为他们祷告。
And also let them know that you are continually praying for them。
所以从这里我们也可以看到耶伯对他的关怀是非常的直接以及实际。
So we can see that the concern that Job had for his children was very real and practical。
啊，针对他孩子的一种需要。
And it was directly pertaining to the needs of his children。
今天我们也要了解到我们孩子的软弱。
Today we must also understand our children's weaknesses。
啊，或是他们生活当中的困难。
Or the difficulties that they face in their lives。
我们做父母的时常来关怀他们。
And as parents we must shower our concern over them frequently。
啊，并且啊，在意他们这种属灵的这种得救的问题。
And also to pay great attention to their salvation。
哦，所以啊，我们年长的一个父母。
So parents who are more advanced in age，
有机会的话，我们还是要常常去探访我们的孩子。
If we have the opportunity, we must still frequently visit our children。
如果我们身体健康的话
，If we are still healthy，
或是当孩子来看我们的时候
，Or when our children visit us，
我们也应当要好好的来关怀他们。
We must still show them concern.
或许我们在前一段时间，我们看到这个《圣灵月刊》里头有这个张瑞哲长老他们的全家福，包括他的妈妈，还有他们的兄弟姐妹的孩子们。
You may have seen the family portrait of Elder Zhang Ruizhe recently in the in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
这有做他妈妈的见证。
And that family portrait included his mother and so on. And there was his mother's testimony published in that publication.
张恩泽长老，他的爸爸也是张长老，他们这样的一个家庭里面。
And in their entire family, the father of Elder Zhang Ruizhe is also an elder himself.
他的孩子非常的多。
And he had many children.
大部分的好像只有一两个孩子没有受洗而已。
And there was only one or two of his children who were not baptized.
所有的孩子，几乎其他的孩子都受洗，而且是教会的长子。
And the rest of his children were baptized, and most of them ended up as ministers in the church.
他们每年这个孩子都会回到爸爸妈妈的身边。
And all the children would return to their parents'house every year.
张长老的爸爸妈妈也是张长老，他们就非常的重视每一次的聚集。
And the parents of Elder Zhang Ruizhe esteem this family gathering very much.
甚至安排很多的崇拜的活动和信仰的圣经的游戏。
And they would often pay great attention to incorporate in their family gatherings a lot of worship activities as well as a lot of Bible games.
这个做爷爷的一定要对整个所有的子孙们这样子的来做勉励。
And the grandfather would want all his even his grandchildren to be encouraged in this way.
所以每年他们那种聚集都是非常大的，常常是租外面的某一个地方这样子来，大家一起在那边过夜。
And every year when they had this family gathering, it would be a very big event where they were rent a particular place outside and they will pass a night there together.
所以当我们的年长，我们的孩子也许分散在各地。
So after we grow up, after we grow old, our children may all be dispersed in different places.
如果可以的话，
if it is possible,
真的孩子让鼓励孩子这样常常大家一起聚在一起。
We must encourage our children all to still come back together frequently.
像我自己的岳父也是这样。
Just like my own father-in-law, who is the same.
他有五个孩子。
He has five children.
他只有我跟我太太住在台北，其他的孩子四个孩子，还有媳妇，还或是女婿都住在台中。
Only my wife and I are staying in Taipei, which is where he is. But the rest of his children and his children-in-law are all scattered in other towns.
他们固定的每星期四就邀请孩子都到家里来吃饭。
但是他们都在台北、
台中。
They are in Taichung. They are all in Taichung, but the rest of them are in Taichung. And he has made it a point that every Thursday, all the children would come back to have dinner together.
然后就一起吃饭，然后家庭聚会。
And then after the dinner, all of us will have a family service together.
即便我岳父陈恒道长老他出国去工作。长老娘，我岳母，她已经负起这样的一个责任。
And when my father-in-law, who is Elder Chen Heng Dao, is sometimes overseas doing church work, then my mother-in-law would take this responsibility of leading the service.
只要我们每次我们从台北回到台中
，as long as we return from Taipei to Taichung,
几乎所有的兄弟姐妹都会来家庭来探望。
Then all the brothers and sisters would come and visit us.
大家一起在那边喝茶，大家一起在那边谈很多事情。
And all of us will be there gathered together to just talk to one another and have tea together.
所以那种家庭的力量非常的能够凝结在一起。
And so that strength in the family is able to bind us together.
这也是提醒说，当我们的孩子都长大了之后
，And this is to remind us that after our children have grown up,
我们仍然要不断的去关怀他们。
We must continue to be concerned about them,
并且创造更多大家相聚的一个机会。
And also to create more opportunities for them, to come together.
不管是一起去做一些休闲的活动
，Well, whether it is to go out together for some leisure activities.
并且在这休闲活动当中有一种崇拜。
And also in the course of these leisure activities to have worship incorporated.
更好的是，我们就固定有这样子家庭聚集的一个时间。
And more importantly, we can then have a time for our family to be gathered together.
所以这是我们做父母的，我们应该要努力的。
So this is an area in which we as parents are.Have to put effort in.
所以这是对于比较年长的孩子我们可以做的。
So this is what we can do for older children.
虽然他们已经可以自我的一个独立。
Although they are already independent.
但是我们做父母的，我们还是要不断的来关怀他们。
But we must still show concern for them as parents.
尤其当我们要临走之前。
Especially just before we go.
这个我真的是提醒我们很多的老人家。
I often remind many of our old members.
临走之前，能够对你的孩子做出最有信心的交代。
That before they leave, it is a good time for them to give instructions concerning the faith to their children.
这个交代，经常我看过很多的例子，让很多那些已经离开教会很久的孩子再次回来。
And I've seen many examples that those last words of instructions from old members are able to bring back even their children who have left church for a long time.
让你知道，让他们知道，你所最惦念的就是他们信仰的问题。
So that they know that what you are most concerned about is still their faith.
他们对他们会有一些这个提醒呢。
And this will be a reminder for them.
时候到了。也许神就感动他们回来。
And when the time has come, God may move them to come back.
所以这个是我们做父母的，做年长的父母的，我们自己要有心里这样的一种预备。
So we who are older parents must have this kind of preparation in our hearts.
列王记上第二章一至三节。
First Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
就是记载着我刚才这样的一个观念。
Records that concept that I had.
是记载这个大卫在临终之前对撒母耳的一个交代，对他的儿子这个所罗门王的一个交代。
This records the instruction of David before he died to his son Solomon.
今天我们做父母的
，Today we who are parents，
我们临终之前，我们对孩子最大的期许是什么
？What are the things that we wish most in our children just before we die？
大卫所做的榜样值得我们来学习。
David has left us a good example。
他这样子的来交代所罗门王。
And this was what he instructed Solomon.
说我现在要走世人必走的道路。
And he says that he is going to go the way that many people will go.
但是你当刚强做大丈夫。第二节。
Verse 2 he says, I go the way of all the earth, be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man.
你一定要遵守神的吩咐，照着摩西律法上所写的去行主的道。
And it says, keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in His ways to keep His statutes.
这样子就必亨通。
In this way you will prosper in all that you do.
好好的这样子来教导我们的孩子。
We must teach our children in this manner.
即使到我们断了气之前，我们都还这样子看重了这样的事情。
And if even at the point in time when we breathe our last.We are still able to pay great attention to these matters.
所以我们从今天在这个第四个主题里头。
And therefore, in this fourth module,
today, 儿女的信仰必须从良好的幼年教育来开始建立。
We must start to build a good religious education for our children from the time they are very young.
并且我们父母以自己的信仰来做一个带领。
And also, we as parents use our own.Faith as an example to lead our children,
并且终身负起这种信仰关怀的一个责任。
And also to undertake, to be concerned about the faith of our children throughout our lives.
这是我们用三个时期这种圣经里面所记载的故事跟大家来互相勉励。
And this is for mutual encouragement using this example illustrating, education of our children at different stages in their lives.
我们这一集就到这里。
好，this session ends here.